it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why, but God is punishing me today. Not only
can
this song.
Be?
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Ever since Robert Redford died today,
oh,
it's been
hurts.
Nothing but the way we were.
How are you not playing that on a loop all day today?
Because the song
first
sucks.
Thing I did when I saw that we have lost American acting icon.
Legend
Robert Redford was I turned on some Babs. It's one of his most recognizable roles in The Way We Were. And it is certainly one of cinema's most recognized songs.
1973.
I was two.
Well, but that's just one of those iconic movies that you watch along the way.
You weren't even born.
I know. I watched it probably in high school or college.
Same year was The Sting.
My dad loved that movie.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Are you going to make Johnny watch that tonight?
No, we talked about
Don't
it.
Torture the
I
man.
I will tell you this. The Way We Were, to me, does not translate today like Terms of Endearment would or some other movie from that era because it was about political activism and I think the Vietnam War, if I'm not mistaken, Dan. And they go their separate ways at the end. Thus, The Way We Were. What a song.
What we should say, Scott, is don't torture him more than you already have.
What a career. Yeah. Oh, he called me Jane. He goes, what are you doing? And I go, memories. I go, I'm listening to Barbara Streisand. Are you not listening to Barbara Streisand? He goes,
no self-respecting man listens to Barbara Streisand.
I'm sorry that memories light the corner of my mind and not yours, but I was saddened, a little surprised. He is 89.
Was.
We talked about this, Scott. We are starting to lose people in Hollywood and music and the arts that you and I actually know. Like, you know, when we were growing up, my mom would say, oh, Dean Martin passed. And you'd go, oh, you know, that's sad, but, you know, not people that, like, you've watched on film. We're starting to lose younger people because we're getting older.
We're starting to lose the people that we grew up with.
Yes!
Is what I think you're trying to say.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's like when Olivia Newton-John passed, I was just...
Sign of the times of getting older.
And even the young folks know Robert Redford, even, what's the word, tangentially, due to that meme.
God, he is just what was the meme? So handsome.
The meme? From Jeremiah Johnson, where he's smiling and they zoom in. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yes, I remember that one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many, we'd have to look up how many acting, obviously out of Africa, my God, The Way We Were, forgot that he was in Indecent Proposal with
Demi Moore. The Natural.
The Natural.
President's Men.
That's the big one. Three Days of the Condor. But you forget, Scott, and I love this. You know, he left Hollywood. I was reading about this today
at a
very early age. And he said, California does not have the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that everybody thought it was coming into California. For me, he said, I grew up in Hollywood and L.A. and I grew up around it.
He was raised in California.
And he said, I didn't like it. So it's not this big like, oh, I have to go to California to act. He left and went to Utah.
But actually, let me add one.
Yes.
Let me correct you just a little bit. And I, when I was watching the news this morning, I found this very bizarre. L.A. was not this big, giant metropolis that it is today.
Right.
And when he was growing up in Southern California and decided he wanted to get into acting, he moved to Los Angeles in the early 1950s. Well, everybody's coming home from the war in the mid-40s, and they're trying to figure out, you know, where are we going to start our family and get into my future career that's not fighting Nazis or the Japanese. And a lot of people rushed to Southern California.
California was the it place in the 60s.
Right.
That was its really big heyday decade.
He said in an interview that I saw this morning,
California
Robert Redford did, that he had become disenfranchised
with all of that,
with Southern California, how big it was getting, how much they were just taking up land everywhere. So he didn't move to Utah. He moved to New York City.
Well, he had to get his degree.
Where he acted on Broadway. Then he got big into movies, you know, with The Way We Were.
Well, that's what you do.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
If you're doing theater, you go to New York.
And once he started making some money, he bought 2 acres of land in Utah and built a log cabin out there with his family.
With his wife that he met and married.
Mm-hmm.
And never looked back. How many actors can you say? There's a handful of them that live out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know about actors. I can name a handful of people that you would recognize who are superstars. Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue lives in Wyoming. He's done with L.A. and the music scene and New York and all that. He lives on a ranch in Wyoming.
Listen to this from the New York Times. With a distaste for Hollywood's dumb-it-down approach to movie making, Mr. Redford typically demanded that his films carry cultural weight, in many cases making serious topics like grief, familial, societal, and political corruption resonate with audiences in no small part because of his immense star power. One of the things that's incredible to me about Robert Redford is I don't want to compare him to, certainly the Brad Pitt look, but one of the things that's incredible to me about him is that he was such a superstar for the way he acted. But let's be honest, he was America's heartthrob, but didn't act like your typical America's heartthrob.
So he said in one of the interviews I saw this morning, he said he got typecast.
Of course he did.
And this was a little bit egomaniacal on his part. He said, I've been typecast as the leading handsome guy. But he followed it up very quickly with, don't think I'm not flattered, but that is how I've been typecast. And I want to do other kind of roles, but every time I do, it has to be some super handsome leading role guy when I want to do something else. Don't think I'm not flattered, but I want to do something else.
Recall All the President's Men in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
As the newsman.
Which, by the way, is Bob Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Did you see Meryl Streep in Out of Africa?
Yes.
I did not.
It is one that you would enjoy, Scott. I promise you. If you're going to go back and watch something with Robert Redford, and obviously All the President's Men for all of the reasons you would expect, I think you would enjoy Out of Africa.
It's a great movie.
I'm not immune to it. The reason I never saw it, obviously I could go back. That came out when I was living somewhere else, and they didn't put a lot of American movies in the theaters.
And there weren't that many explosions in
it. Did you see, too, his mother died at a very young age. She had him, Scott.
Okay.
And Robert Redford was the only child. Doctors told her your labor with your son Robert was so scary and so dangerous for you and your body, you should never have children again. It is a risk to your life.
Huh.
And sure enough, she wanted more children badly, had twins, was carrying twins, lost both at birth, and then the deaths of those babies led to her death shortly after. And so Robert Redford said, as scarring and transformative and all of those things as that moment was in his life, that's what allowed him to flee California and go be on his own.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.